John France began his career in law enforcement in 1984 with the Pinal County Sheriff's Office as a patrolman. By 2017, he'd become a sergeant with the Gila County Sheriff's Office. On a June night that year, he and his partner responded to a call in Beaver Valley outside of Payson. They were confronted by a man wielding a shotgun. He was a veteran experiencing a PTSD episode, and he was a threat to the officers and others. After refusing to drop the gun, France and his partner shot the man dead in what was ruled a justifiable shooting. The experience stayed with France, and the post-traumatic stress interfered with his life to the extent that he sought help. When he filed a workers' compensation claim with Gila County, it was refused. France filed a suit which was initially ruled in his favor. That ruling was reversed upon appeal by the defendant, the Industrial Commission of Arizona. But last week, the Arizona Supreme Court overturned that appeal and ruled Gila County must compensate France. And John France joins me now, just to let you know some of the questions and answers may disturb some listeners. John, let's go back to that night in June of 2017. You came on the scene of a man threatening suicide with a shotgun, and you and your partner told him to drop the weapon repeatedly. What happened from that moment?
In my mind, I was thinking, if I see the barrel of that shotgun, I know it's leveled at my head, and I'm not going to let him take my head off. Later on, we had video surveillance that we weren't aware of, but it showed he had a shotgun pointed at my head the whole time. So I made the decision to fire, and both I and my partner fired, and fired a total of 10 rounds, saw the round's impact, saw the shock in his face, watched him collapse, watched him die literally at my feet.
Could you describe for us when you started, how quickly you started to feel the effects from this in terms of it actually affecting your state of mind, even physically?
Approximately 24 hours later, the aftermath of the shooting, the investigations, the being kept on scene for 6 hours, all those kinds of things just kind of just snowballed that whole day. Didn't get home until 8 or 9 o'clock that evening. Discussed things with my wife and family. Went to bed, got up the next morning, made it about halfway between my bedroom and the kitchen for that morning cup of coffee, and it just hit like a ton of bricks. Started losing it, started crying. Talked to my wife. I said, I need you to get on your social media feed. She had several that were law enforcement wife related sites. And I said, get on those and get me some help. I had, through my career, I had been trained and skilled so far in, you know, suicide intervention, hostage negotiation, working with peers. Now I found myself on the other side of that equation going, oh my God, now what?
So in taking some steps to get help, how much did getting assistance, what did that do for you? What did those steps look like?
Well, once my wife was successful in getting some referrals, I made some phone calls, got in touch with a therapist that specialized in working with first responders and critical aftermath or critical incidents and so forth. Also got in touch with a peer support group that was specifically for officers that have been involved in critical incidents and dealing with the stress. So I was fortunate that I was able to find something relatively quickly in the scheme of things. Many times officers are trained from day one in the academy, suck it up, buttercup, stick it on a shelf, deal with it later, but they never teach you how to take it off the shelf and deal with it. That began, what's now been 3.5 years. I still have regular therapy on a monthly basis. That day forever changed me and changed my life.
So now as we sit a few years later, let's talk about what led to state law that led to you having to take action in terms of getting workers' compensation for what you've been through. How did that start from a legal standpoint? Why did that step need to be taken?
Through the therapy group, through the peer support group, I was driven to make sure I filed for my rights, victims' rights, and also assistance from the industrial, state workman's comp administration. So I did so. Filed initially as a mental health injury. They have 21 days to respond. On the 21st day, they responded and denied the claim. As it happened, I was en route to see my therapist that day. So I took a letter in with me and I said, explain this to me. She goes, that's normal. We told you it would happen. And many things were told to me that would happen. Agency betrayal, denial from workman's comp, things of that nature. So I said, so she said, well, let's call them and find out what basis they're using for denial. Case agent assigned to my case just very flippantly, very openly says, well, your case doesn't meet the criteria. And that's, what's the criteria, ma'am? Well, it has to be unusual, unexpected, or extraordinary, which is part of the statute that came into effect back in 1980. So I just said, well, having a shotgun stuck in your face 3 feet away with your threats to blow your head off your shoulders, that's not unusual, unexpected, or extraordinary.
Yeah.
And her literal response was, nope, that's what you signed up for. That's your job. So then I exercised my right to appeal to the Industrial Commission. My union ASCOPs provided attorneys for me. And we started the ball rolling on the whole last 3.5 years. The hearing with the Industrial Commission, and this is where some of the agency betrayal comes in, is my chief deputy, my undersheriff, were called to testify on the insurance company's behalf, not my behalf, so basically testified against me. The Industrial Commission ruled in favor of the insurance carrier that my claim was not compensable. We appealed that. And in the scheme of things with the industrial, the judge that you see for your initial hearing that makes the ruling is the same judge it goes to for appeal. So what's the odds that they're going to change their mind? Hmm. Not very high.
Mm-hmm. And John, after years of going through different levels of courts, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled in your favor last week. So just how does that feel?
When my attorney notified me Tuesday morning, it was immediate joy, and then it was an immediate, felt like somebody had pulled my plug for the last 3.5 years of effort, endurance, and wear and tear just kind of all hit, and it's been a roller coaster for the last several days, up and down, just... we now have to go to the process of basically, in a nutshell, arbitration with the insurance company to obtain benefits and ongoing benefits. So while we won the battle, we still have a little war ahead of us.
That is John France. We've been talking about his victory in the Arizona Supreme Court related to workers' compensation and PTSD.